You get a chance to come to the Alabama Cattlemen's Association and do this auction. What does that mean for you?
Well, it means a lot to be here and represent the Alabama livestock producers and our cattle producers in our industry, and to be able to help raise money that that funds our Cattlemen's Association and help support all the Alabama cattlemen across the great state of Alabama.
Now, let's go back to the very beginning, before you even got into the World Championship contest. How did that all start?
Well, I grew up on a small farm, and we raised cattle, and we marketed our cattle through local livestock markets, and the auctioneer was always a huge interest to me as going as a young child, and I just pursued the career of it and practice and learned to be an auctioneer, and then took it further on and turned myself into a full-time livestock auctioneer and built my career over that. And then in 15 years I've been auctioneering. I'm be 30 years old this June, and it's been an outstanding 15 years, and I never would have dreamed at 29 I'd be a world champion livestock auctioneer.
And what has happened to your career since you became world champion?
Well, I sure have got to see the country a lot, and I've got to meet a lot of great people, and I've got a lot of help, a lot of young auctioneers also along the way. We still have a lot more to do yet this year before my term's up, and I look forward to seeing more of the country and helping represent marketing livestock through the auction way.
For a young auctioneer out there, what are your recommendations to them for somebody who may be interested in trying to take that same career path you did?
Well, you know, you need to keep a good reputation. A good reputation and a good relationship with your buyers and sellers goes a long ways.
Good deal. Well, Brandon, it's good to see you. And again, congratulations. You got a special presentation, a signed guitar from Randy Owen from the group Alabama. I bet you weren't expecting that, were you?
No, sir, I wasn't. That'll definitely be a keepsake to keep for a lifetime.